In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I was reading an article, and the article had 20 questions that I thought very suitable to our scripture today, and I thought to share it with you. Please give attention to the 20 questions. It will make us decide if we are truly blind or we really can see. The questions are, when was it that you really saw, and what did you see? Was the Lord Jesus the first person you saw? Has he been a part of your life in spite of all your busy life schedule? Did you see how he had brought you up? How he has kept you? How he still loved you after all of your unwise and insane decisions you made? Did you see how he protected you, comforted you, cared about you? Did you see how he gave you chance and chance again? Did you see how the Lord Jesus Christ was still working in your life despite the objections to the help that was provided? Did you see and recognize the Lord Jesus Christ working in your life, or did you see yourself? Did you see the broken down, beat up shell of a person desperately searching and seeking serenity? Did you see your life as an unorchestrated orchestra, out of tune with the dark, damp, and destitute realities of life? Did you see the broken relationships, shattered dreams, and unfulfilled desires that led us to be this meandering wanderer, wandering through the desert of despair? In other words, did you see yourself just going through the motions, not living, but just surviving? When you saw for the first time, what did you see? Did you see the injustice and all of the problems that the world throws at us? Did you see the homeless and any marginalized and not accepted person, not just as another bum in the street or someone that is sick and deranged person, but as a person? Did you see how power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? Did you see how many of our children are failing and flunking out of school? Did you see where you can find money for this project and that program and for those people, but yet our children still go hungry, our schools are not adequately funded, our neighborhoods are in disaster, and our belief and faith systems are challenged? What did you see when your eyes were opened? Very strong questions that if we think about it, we really are challenged to know what the meaning of each one of them. It came to my attention a story that I read, which relates to the 20 question here, that speaks about a blind man who was on his deathbed, and the man had been born blind, but that did not stop him from serving the Lord. He was very active in his church, always giving, never asking for anything in return. Everyone loved this old man. People of all ages came to him for his straightforward, good Christian advice and counsel. You may say he was like a good example of what the Lord Jesus Christ talked about in the book of Matthew in chapter 7 in verse 16 when he said, "You will know them by their fruits." Well, one day the priest of the church came to pray and talk with him, and the priest, when he approached the man's bedside, said, "Everything is going to be fine." The old man responded, "I know everything is going to be fine. I am not worried at all. As a matter of fact, I am real happy right about now." Well, this kind of amazed the priest. Here is a man on his deathbed, and he is reassuring the priest that everything is going to be all right. And to top the things off, the sick man claimed that he is real happy right now. After that, both the sick man and the priest were quiet for a moment. Then the old man spoke up and said, "Abuna, you know, why I am happy right now? The priest, with tears in his eyes about now, responded and said, why? The old man, the blind man, said, please listen, this is a true story. He said, just think about this. I am lying here about ready to die, and when I die, I will close my eyes for the last time, because the next time I will open them, I will be able to see. And you know what? The first person I will see ever in my life will be the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the true seeing. This is the true eyes that we all wish to look for. That whenever you look around yourself, whenever you look to people, wherever you look to the mall or school or anywhere, you ought to see the Lord Jesus in everybody. Sadly, there are people who cannot see, and there are some people who just don't get it. Some people can't see the forest for the trees. They can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And they can't see the work of God in everyone's life. They can't see even the work of God in their own life. They think they can do all what they can by their own power and might. I did it because of my intelligence. I am strong enough to do things that I can, and nobody else can do it. And we start forget the work of God in our life, and we close our eyes as if we did it by our own power, our mind, intelligence. I am much better than somebody else because God gave me this good job, or God gave me these hookups, or those people. And sometimes we even forget that the family is a gift of God. We don't see that the family is a gift that God has given us. We don't see that the husband or the wife is a gift that God has given us. We don't see the children that God has given us is a gift. We don't see the church that God has given us is a gift. The question is, which is the topic of my discussion for you today, can you see? Can you see? Can you really see by your insight, not by your physical eyes? Once you start seeing, you become much a better person than you were before. The things that you used to say, you don't say anymore when you get in encounter with the Lord, when you get to see Him and see His work. The things that you used to think about, you don't think about anymore. The things that tripped you up, you walk around them now, and you can step over them now, and you can go under them now, or you can put your hard hat on and go through them now because you have God in your life. You have seen Him. You know that He is the one who is protecting you. You can see the protection. It is not because of anything that we do that we are protected. Remember what the psalm says, if God is not with us, the people could have swallowed us. They could have eaten us up. And that's the big reason for our wise church to plan for us that Sunday of the blind man. We even call it in our Coptic church, Sunday of the baptism. Why? Because you become a new person when you get to see God. Baptism gives you a new life. So when you see the Lord by your insight, you become a new person. And of course, we do baptism on a day like that as we did this morning. So the key is, can you see? Can you really see as God wanted you to see? Can you see as God taught us to see? Or do we see only because of our ways and our mind? There is somebody I hate so much and I can't see any good in him. And I forget that maybe the problem in my heart and in my mind. I can't even stand seeing him. I can't stand hearing him. I can't stand listening to him. Because my eyes are closed. My insight is blind. I have such a great physical eyes, 20/20 perfect seeing. But the truth is, it is zero insight. It is blindness. We need to open our eyes to get to see. So I want to share with you quickly three lessons that you should learn from the scripture today. The first lesson, when you open your eyes and see, you can always see the Lord working. You see, it doesn't matter what day it is, the Lord Jesus is always working. And you see, for example, from the scripture today that the Pharisees, they were looking at the first commandment, you must honor the Sabbath and remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. as a day when absolutely no work was to be done. And I mentioned to you last week about the 39 ways of not breaking the Sabbath, which was completely going around the commandments of the Lord. And we forget that the Lord is also the Lord of the Sabbath, as he said in Mark 2:27. He made the Sabbath for man, meaning he gave us the way to live on the Sabbath, the Sunday, the any day, because Sabbath means rest, when you take a chance to rest and sit down and relax and think about God. God is working 24/7 in your life. He never stopped, and he will never stop to the last minute. He will always come into your life trying to intervene and work through your life to make you the person he wants you to be. You could stop all of the work. You could tell God, I don't see your work in my life. I don't want you. And those people who say, you Christian, pray, our Father who art in heaven, let your Father God be in heaven and let us enjoy earth. Let him stay away from us. There is no God. That's what they say. We tell them God is in heaven, on earth, and in myself, in my life, everywhere I say or see, anytime you talk, you must know that God is working, and you must open your heart and your inside to see God working. The second lesson that we should learn, when you can see, you see people for who they really are. It is only after your eyes have been opened can you see this truth. All his life he has only heard the religious leaders as they talked about God, and he held them in high esteem. He believed that they had his best interest at heart, but now, since his eyes were opened, he was seeing another side. When the blind man start to see and they start to like interrogate him because of the miracle that God has done, they forgot this miracle, the great miracle that God opened his eyes. They only thought about breaking the Sabbath again as having last week. We forget the miracle, we forget the truth, we forget the meaning of God working in our life and performing miracles, and we think about it is the Sabbath. You cannot break it. And we start to be very tough on some information that has nothing to do with the Spirit. It doesn't mean we break rules. God is a God of discipline, and he taught us to make all things in the right way. Even the miracles of feeding the 5,000, he asked that all of them sit in 50s, in group. He organized the people. He gave the disciples to give to the congregation. So God is the guide, is the God of discipline and system. But when you go beyond and go around the commandments, that's the point. That's where we go wrong. We ought to look at people the way they are. We are human beings. We are weak. We have to admit it, and we have to confess our sins that we are a human being. The minute you start to admit that you are a human being like your brother and sister whom you are condemning and judging, at that time you will know that you are also a human being, that you could be under the same judgment. The minute you open your eye, the question again, can you see? If you are not an authority to judge, for example, you can go to a manager and tell him, you are not supposed to judge me, I am doing good work or bad work. He is responsible. He is supposed to observe your good work or not. That's exactly the same as God will judge us or not. We can't tell God, you cannot judge us. So God is a God of discipline. But our human weaknesses will be a key to help us if we humble ourselves. We tell God when we pray and when we confess that we are human beings, we are weak. And Lord, we need your help. You are our master, you are our Lord. And we do sin because of our weakness, not because we mean to sin. Completely different. Completely different. When you sin because of your weakness, you don't mean it. Something different that you mean to commit the sin. That's how you must open your eye to see your humanity. So you don't judge others. They may have sinned because of their weakness, not because they want to sin. So you must keep on keeping on. You don't let anybody to put you down. You should not let anybody to dislodge you from your position, or do not let anybody break you up or break you down And you should stand on the promises of God and you stay rooted in the scripture. You understand all the teaching of God. Just keep on hanging on. You are human being, you have your weaknesses, and don't let anybody put you down. Because in your weaknesses, and when you humble yourself, and when you pray, you know that God on your side. He will make you strong. He will bring you back and put on the new robe and the sandal on your shoes and make you back like a royal family again, because you are his son and his daughter. The third and the last lesson, after you see the Lord Jesus working, after you see people for who they are, you must see to it that you give credit where credit is due. In other words, you must keep on praising and praying. You must come to church. You must attend tasbihah. You must not work like the Pharisees who forgot the miracle and say, praise God for the miracle. They said, it is Sabbath. Today is a Saturday. You should not do it. No, we should say, this is God who did the miracle. I am here to praise and thank God for what he did. Anytime you succeed at work, come back and tell God, thank you. Come and praise God and know and admit that any success you have or anything that you do, it is because of the love of God for you. And God will keep working in your life to the last minute. And when he said about blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, will never be forgiving, meaning if you resist the work of the Holy Spirit in your life to the last minute when you die. So if you blaspheme about the Father or the Son, God will forgive, meaning if you, out of your weakness, you commit the sin, and as long as you are alive, living here on earth, God will forgive. But if you keep on sinning to the last minute and you don't see the work of God in your life, you will lose even heaven. So again, I go back to the question, can you really see? Can you see the work of God in your life? Can you see people as they are? Can you give credit to God and praise him? Did we learn from the scripture today how can we really see God as he is, his way, not my way, according to the scripture in the Bible, not according to what the world outside is teaching me and then saying? If it is, I have to admit that I am blind. If I see God according to the people outside eating and dressing and working out and the drunk and all of that, it's not. You must thank God for helping you to see. You must thank God day and night, morning and evening, all day long, because you will never leave home without God. You will never speak to anyone without having God in your heart and your mind. You will never look anywhere at anyone in any way without having God in your sight. And you will never think without having him overwhelming you every way and every sense. I pray that get to see God as he is, through yourself, through your people, and through the church. And glory be to God now and forever and ever. Amen.